This is HPR episode 2834 entitled, My Favorite Desktop and Android Applications. It is hosted by Christopher M. Hobbs and is about 29 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, moving right along with shows from the requests list, I combine two program lists.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Again, HPR, that last little recording I did on my introduction to Linux went well enough, even with the technical difficulties, that I figured I would go back and review the list of, let me double check the recording here. Again, I'm in a precarious situation. Pardon the noise bumping around. I figured I would go back and review the list of requested topics, and I saw two topics next to each other. Your favorite desktop applications and your favorite Android applications, and I figured I would just combine the both of those together while I still had access to a recorder. And again, I apologize that I don't have any more technical episodes ready. I will do my best to work on some of those and get them out. So I'll start with my favorite desktop applications, and these are probably, instead of favorite desktop applications, I'll just say the applications that I currently use. Note that I do run Linux. I don't really run anything else. My work laptop that's provided for me is an Apple laptop, but I typically just run Linux virtual machines on it. And about the only thing I use on that, to be quite honest, is the virtualization software they provide and a web browser, because all of the company applications, the business applications, are web things, which is unfortunate, but that's where we're at. So on my desktop, I've got a late 2013 iMac that's running MX Linux, and I'll start with the things that are always running on it. First off, XFCE4 terminal. I use XFCE. I won't get into window manager battles. I've used lots of window managers in the past, with a preference for tiling window managers, but at the moment, I'm done ricing. I don't really care. I typically roll with the defaults, and XFCE is the default window manager for MX Linux, and that's what I'm using. So XFCE4 terminal. I live in terminals. on my personal machine right now, I have somewhere between 6 and 10 terminals open, which is the average. Sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less, and in several of those I'll be running a Biobu, usually some sort of terminal multiplexer, like GNU Screen, Biobu, Detachin, DVTM, TMUX, did I already say that? Yeah, anyway, so terminals everywhere, and I prefer XFCE terminal. I do like ROX term a lot, ROX term, and sometimes LX term. Depends on what system I'm on, but definitely the terminal. I always run global time because I work across multiple time zones, and I do a lot of amateur radio stuff, so I have current time, UTC, and several other time zones, and I use UTC predominantly. I like XFCE notes. I leave myself little motivational notes to, you know, stop consuming garbage and start consuming intelligent things. I really like Thunar, however you say that. XFCE's file manager, pretty easy to use file manager. Firefox, use that regularly if I'm not using the Tor browser bundle. Emacs, not going to start a holy war. I used Vi and Vim for 15 years or so. Had a common Lisp contract and Vim Slime just didn't do it for me. Found Emacs, stuck with Emacs when I learned about org mode, and that's where we are right now. Pardon my sniffling and stuff, I've got some congestion due to allergies, but hopefully it won't pick up too bad on the recording. So, for email I use Claws Mail. Kind of reminds me of Pegasus Mail from years ago, and I really enjoy it. It's lightweight, it's minimal. I used to get my email in Emacs, and before that I used Mutt. But I don't know. I just find the pointy, clicky nature of Claws to be easy. It's intuitive. GPG is built into it. System tray icon gets the job done. These days I'm running WeChat instead of IRSSI. Now, that's not a desktop application. I do run it in a terminal, but it's one of my things that's always open. Redshift is always running, specifically GTK Redshift, so I can have the system tray icon. I also use KeePassX constantly. KeePassX is a password manager, works really well. And those are the applications that are typically always open on my desktop. Now, from there, here's a giant list of applications that I like to use just in general. I like MUPDF for viewing PDFs. I like Asunder for ripping CDs. I really like Asunder. It's been really nice for cataloging my CDs. Even though it's Qt, I typically don't like Qt applications, but I really enjoy Lucky Backup. It makes backups pretty easy for me. It's just an rsync front end, and I enjoy it quite a lot. If I'm doing virtualization, I like VirtualBox and KVM. I use Xlog to log my amateur radio contacts. And while we're on the subject of amateur radio, I like to use GPredict to predict satellite passes. And I use its internal TLE updates, and then I also have a script that fetches TLEs for me. So it's not as automatic as I would like it to be, but I enjoy it and I get a lot of information out of it. I use the Arduino IDE. I use a Ledger wallet for my cryptocurrencies. I have a hardware Ledger Nano S, and I use their wallet for that. It is proprietary, but it's what I use to interact with that wallet. I like XMAME. If I'm playing games, I'm usually playing various ROMs, and I enjoy XMAME a lot for that because I can use game controllers with it. I also have a few emulators. Their names escape me right now. And on the game front, I like Free Doom a lot, and Rootage, R-R-O-O-T-A-G-E, which is a bullet hell game. And tons of other games. Just look up LibreGameNight.xyz or join, I think it's either LGN or LibreGameNight on Freenode. And they have a ton of wonderful free games, and I play most of what they play. I like Dia for my diagrams, DIA, which I just learned yesterday, I guess, is a GNOME project. I was unaware. But I like that a lot. I use FB Reader if I'm trying to read some of my EPUBs. I use GNUmeric when I want to do spreadsheets, but every now and then I have to use LibreOffice. I find LibreOffice to be really bloated. I don't like word processor formats like DOC and ODF, and I really don't like spreadsheets, but I prefer to use org mode for that sort of thing, tables in org mode, and I prefer to just write things in plain text. But sometimes my clients have stuff and I have to make invoices and that sort of thing. So if I can, I use GNUmeric, and if I have to, I use LibreOffice. I don't really like either one of those, but GNUmeric is much lighter. The other day I just found out about Mandel Bulber 2, MandelBulber2, and it is a really cool program for generating three-dimensional fractals. Very cool. Been playing with that a little bit. I use GQRX to work with software-defined radio, RTL-SDR specifically. I use Transmission for torrents, mostly downloading various Linux distributions. I use Xaster, that's X-A-S-T-I-R, for doing APRS, Amateur Radio Packet Service. I may have messed up that acronym. Anyway, packet stuff with amateur radio. And I really like YouTube DL GUI. YouTube DL works well on the command line, but I can do batches of things a lot better with a YouTube DL GUI. I use ZenMap in place of Nmap because I like the ability, I like its preset scans, so I don't have to type all that in most of the time, and I can save some preset scans, and I like its ability to draw host maps and their relations to one another. And then for most of my media, I guess for DVDs I use VLC, but if I've got video files or audio files or internet streams, I like to use MPV for that, I like it better than MPlayer, though the two are not that much different. So that's all of the things I could think of for my desktop. Now, granted, there's, you know, probably thousands of programs that I use. If I strolled through the things that are installed, it would be, pretty long list, but I think that's a long enough list. So let's move on to the Android stuff. So prior to my current phone, I was running a Nexus S with Replicant back when I was trying to do all free software all the time. Well, that phone took a dive, and I really enjoyed it because I could replace the battery in it, and it was all free software, and I controlled everything. But unfortunately, I think a free software phone is an exercise in futility. So I try to keep things as free as I can. And what I got when I replaced that was a Xiaomi Redmi Note 4 phone. And I'm probably butchering that pronunciation. I don't speak Chinese. But it's X-I-A-O-M-I. And this phone was pretty interesting. I had to actually contact Xiaomi directly to ask for permission to unlock it and root it so they could give me a code so I could do that. So I went ahead, got that code from them, and installed Lineage OS on it so that I could get away from the googly things. So open source, not entirely free, but it works. So the applications that I use on here, I almost cut myself. I really dislike the word app. Really frustrating. Anyway, the programs I'm using on here, of course, the built-in phone, I use that most. I use Signal for both my text messages and for speaking with other people who have Signal. Let me state that I do not fully trust Signal's encryption because it is a third party that I have nothing to do with, and I don't entirely know whether or not they really can or can't break my messages, so I don't ever send anything sensitive over the phone to begin with. However, I think Signal provides a way for me to keep marketers and other people out of my metadata to some degree. And by using Lineage and getting rid of Google services, I think I get rid of a huge amount of the spying that's involved on here. I love the default FM radio program that comes with this. This phone has an FM chip in it, and it's really nice to be able to listen to the radio independent of any cellular signal. And I use the built-in camera. So I'm just going to go through the applications I have installed here. I've used others, but these have stuck around with me for a little while now, and I find them to be pretty useful. I have the 2048 game installed. I should note that the bulk of these come from F-Droid, or they are system applications, and I will denote where I got them from. The 2048 application is pretty cool. It's just the 2048 game, and I got it out of F-Droid. Don't play many games on my phone, but once in a while I like to waste a little bit of time. Then I have Acrylic Paint from F-Droid, which is a finger painting program. And I like to use this to take selfies that my friends have sent me and use that as a reference and then finger paint a picture of them and send it back so that they are encouraged to quit sending me selfies. But it seems to have backfired and people have started appreciating my art, so I'm going to have to find something else to do with it. I have AmSat Droid Free, which came from the Google Play Store, but I use Yalp, Y-A-L-P, in order to download these things so I don't have to do any Google things, so there's less tracking on me. And that is just a satellite tracking program, much akin to G-Predict, but it's put out by AmSat, it's an American satellite organization for amateur radio. I use AntennaPod, really love AntennaPod, for downloading my podcasts. I think the last time that I mentioned any of my podcast stuff, I was using G-Podder, or Podracer, something of that nature, to download my podcasts, and then I would play them, and I would upload them manually to my phone and play them from there, or to my Sansa ClipZip, which is running Rockbox. But I've just switched to using AntennaPod because the only place I listen to podcasts anymore is on my phone, because I take it with me when I mow the lawn or I do the dishes, and those are the only two places I listen to podcasts. So AntennaPod works really well. I've tried a couple of others and stuck with that one. Then I have APRS Droid installed. APRS Droid came from the Yelp store, or Play Store as it were, and it allows me to do APRS things, ham radio stuff with my radios. Let's see, AudioFX is the built-in equalizer. I have barcode scanner for scanning QR codes. That came from F-Droid. Binaural Beats, which I got from F-Droid. So I don't know if this is a placebo thing. I don't know if the science behind it works or not, but many years ago in college, I was using binaural beats to help me take naps. And it plays two different sounds in each side of the ear, which produces some sort of resonance, which makes a totally different sound. And I have no idea how it all works, but I do know that the noise produced in these binaural beats does help me take naps. I take naps every day, and I use those binaural beats to help me get some rest. I got Blockinger from the F-Droid store, and it is a Breakout clone. Love Breakout, a lot of fun. And this is one of the better Breakout games that I've found that's free software. I have Blowtorch from the Play Store, and I just installed this the other day. It's for playing MUDs, multi-user dungeons. I've only used it a couple of times, and I don't like playing MUDs on my phone. I've discovered that. Pretty frustrating. I use Mudlet on my desktop to play MUDs. I like to play on the STF MUD, and I like to play on Sloth MUD. We have the built-in calendar, which I really only use to reference dates. I use a paper agenda, so I have no data in here at all. I just use it to check out, you know, what day falls on what week or whatever. I have Call Recorder from the F-Droid store, which I use to record calls every now and then with clients or something of that nature so that I can remember things. Went over the built-in camera. I have Chromadose from the F-Droid store, which generates white noise. The built-in clock. So a couple of these, like Cloud Library, is an application from the Play Store where I can check out books from my public library. I have a few applications like that on here because the library provides audiobooks, which I'm not really into, but they also provide ebooks that you can check out in weird ways because of licensing. And I'm a voracious reader, so I enjoy these. So for that, I have Cloud Library. And a couple of others, which we'll mention in a minute. Built-in contacts application. Danmaku Death. I really enjoy this one. I got it from the Play Store via Yelp, and it is a bullet hell game. I really enjoy bullet hell games, and this is one of the more fun bullet hell games I've ever played, and it just happens to be on Android. I have Echolink installed. This one's also proprietary. It came from the Play Store. Echolink is a means by which amateur radio operators can use voice over IP to speak to one another, and I do several radio nets with that. I have Equate, which is a conversion calculator. I do most of my conversions with my pocket reference, Thomas Glover pocket reference, that's in my bag. Thick little black book that's got cool stuff in it. If you don't have one, I highly recommend it. But if I need to do one on the fly, I have Equate. Then I have the F-Droid store, speaks for itself, FB Reader from F-Droid for reading books, Firefox, in this case Finnick F-Droid, built-in file manager. I have the Red Cross First Aid app. There I go with app again. I'm really into first aid and wilderness first aid and that sort of thing, and being ready for medical emergencies, so that's a nice reference to have. I have a fancy flashlight that lets me choose colors. It's just called Flashlight. Came from the F-Droid store. Freegal Music comes from my library as well. That one came from Google Play. Again, proprietary, but it's isolated through my phone. That's how I get music from the library. I have Gadget Bridge from F-Droid, which lets me connect my Xiaomi Mi Band fitness tracker to my phone. Or I have an old Pebble watch that I bought from a friend, and it'll connect the Pebble watch too. I don't use those very often, but they sure work. The built-in gallery application, then we have Ghost Commander, which is Midnight Commander for Android, available in F-Droid. I have Gobondroid, and GoBondroid TV, which are the same application. Those came from F-Droid, and those let me play Go and read SGF files. Go was in the board game, like Baduk, or Wei Qi. Really love playing that, so that's available. Hoopla, which is movies and books from my library. I have the, that one came from the Google Play Store. I have the, India Zulu 2 Uniform Foxtrot, IZ2UUF Morse Code Trainer that I use to help me keep my Morse speed up. That came from the Yelp store, for lack of better words. Libby, which is another place where I can check out books from my library. That one came from Play as well. I have the Lightning browser from the F-Droid store installed on here. I used Lightning exclusively when I was using Replicant, and I installed it for that reason, and I found that there's a couple of sites that work better with it, especially, for example, there's an online poker site that I like to play on every now and then, and it works well with that. I don't use the built-in messaging application. Signal handles that for me. I have MobileLink DTNC, which I downloaded from their website, and it's a little terminal node controller that I use with my radio so that I can beacon my position with APRS. I have MUPDF on my phone, just like on my desktop. That came from F-Droid. I have NetGuard from F-Droid, which is a firewall. I like Ken Fallon's description of AF wall better, but I've not been able to get it installed in the short time that I've tried. So one of these days I'll try again with AF wall. NetGuard kind of nags you about donations and stuff, but for now it works. I have the O'Reilly application on here, like the publisher, because my ACM, my Association for Computing Machinery membership, affords me access to Safari, and I use that to read technical books and learn. Again, completely proprietary, comes from Google Play, but it's all isolated. I'm able to control what's phoning home and that sort of thing with things like NetGuard, so I don't feel so bad about it. Now I have Orbot and Orfox on here, which came from F-Droid, and as I understand it, there's going to be, or there already is, an official Tor browser for the phone, for the Android operating system that will replace Orfox, and I'm hoping that I can get that through F-Droid. If I can't, I'll find other means once Orfox is no longer supported. I have OSM Android, OpenStreetMap Android, which came from the F-Droid store, and I use that naturally to navigate and get around. I have most of Arkansas there. I also use their maps on my little Garmin GPS, standalone GPS in my car, so that's nice. I have the Red Cross Pet First Aid app on here. Man, I keep saying app. Hard to get rid of. This one is the same as the other first aid application, but only it's for pets, and that's something I don't know much about, so it's nice to have. We're just about done with this list, so stick with me. That one clearly came from Google Play. I have the built-in phone application. I also have Plumble from F-Droid. Plumble is how I connect to Mumble and talk to the Hacker Public Radio folks when I do that on the rare occasion. Okay, I think we're recording again. Had another interruption just like last time. Sorry. There's people here and they want my attention. So the last thing we did, I think, was Plumble, which is for Mumble. Then I have the Propel Graviton app. Application. Man, I hate that word. Which comes from the Propel website, and it is a proprietary little program that lets my son see pictures from his cheap little quadcopter. And you can theoretically control the quadcopter with it, but it works very poorly. Next is Radio Droid. I use this all the time. Radio Droid is an interface that I got from F-Droid for radio-browser.info. It is this huge list of streaming radio stations, and I listen to that stuff all the time. All the time. I wish I could find a way to donate to this person or something else because it is an invaluable resource. Next, I have the built-in recorder program, and it'll either record the screen or it will record just sound, and I use that to take little notes and do little field recordings and that sort of thing. I have Roblox on here from the Play Store via Yelp. Again, I don't have any Google services on here. I have Roblox installed because my son plays Roblox and had asked me to play with him a few times, so we have that. I have RPN. It is an RPN calculator. I prefer to calculate with RPN. Algebraic notation is, you know, I started using RPN in college and have not been able to get back to algebraic notation very easily ever since. Got that one from F-Droid. I got SealNote from F-Droid, which is just an encrypted little notes application. Built-in settings app, we've already talked about Signal. Have a program called SimCard, which I got from F-Droid as well, and it tells me information about my SIM card. I used that whenever I was using dual SIM cards, and also so I could look and see the contacts in my that were stored on my SIM card at that time. Next, I have Simple World Clock, which came from F-Droid, and I use that to display the time on my home screen. I have Space Trader from F-Droid, which is an Android rewrite of the Palm game, the Palm OS, Palm Pilot game, Space Trader, and it is great fun. I do have Spotify on here, which came from the Play Store. I don't really use it often unless my son wants to listen to something specific or my wife wants to listen to something. I find that I don't really use these streaming services that we pay for, like Spotify, Netflix, and things like that. Instead, I prefer to use the services my library offers, or internet streaming radio stations, and that sort of thing. Here I have SunTimes and SunTimes Alarms, which are, they tell me about civil twilight and, you know, what time the sun's going to be up, the phase of the moon, and that sort of thing. I use that regularly because I do some bird watching and I do some hiking. We like to know, you know, when is it going to be dark? When's the best time to catch certain things? And I also try real hard to wake up at civil twilight or actual twilight if I can. So I set alarms for that. Have a cool little deal from F-Droid here called Survival Manual. And it's an Army Field Manual. I don't remember which one. FM 3-05.70, but now it's an entire wiki, and this program is basically showing off the information from that wiki. Very cool. I use Termux, and it comes with Termux Failsafe, which came from F-Droid. I think it's BusyBox. I use that for a terminal on here for SSH, and other, you know, other reasons you would need a terminal on Android. I have Timber from F-Droid for my music. I have a little bit of some MP3s and stuff on here, and I use that to listen to them. I have Sumego Pro, T-S-U-M-E-G-O, Sumego Pro, which gives me daily Go problems that I can do for my entertainment. That one came from the Play Store, but it's free and it doesn't phone home. It's gratis, not Libra. Libre, rather, and it doesn't phone home. I have TTRSS Reader from F-Droid, which I use to connect to the SDF TTRSS instance so I can read some news. I have Ubiquiti's Unify program on here. Several of my clients run Ubiquiti access points and other gear, and I run that sort of stuff at home as well. This came from the Ubiquiti website, and I use it to configure those network devices. I have VLC, which should be self-explanatory. That's from the F-Droid store. WebTube from F-Droid for watching YouTube videos. I have WeChat Android from F-Droid so that I can connect to my WeChat relay and get on IRC. I have Wi-Fi Analyzer from F-Droid so that I can take a look at the networks around me and look for clear channels and hidden networks and that sort of thing. Wikipedia from F-Droid. have the Yelp store, which is how I've said repeatedly here that I get into Google Play to install programs from there without really being tracked or anything, to the best of my knowledge. That also came from F-Droid. And then I use Yorecast, Yorecast, for checking my weather, which also came from F-Droid. So there you go, HPR. Another quick episode here. A whirlwind description of the desktop applications I use and the Android applications I use. So with that, we will go ahead and kill it here. And I'll say happy hacking and thanks for listening. And if you get the opportunity, please contribute a show to Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.